as we come into our postures for practice today, let's take really good care of the body. Sitting in a way that feels supportive and easeful. And bringing to mind what your intentions are for practice. What brings you here? Why are you bothering with this practice and practicing in community? What is so important to you? Letting that intention, that aspiration, guide your practice. And remembering always our basic intentions around goodwill. Feeling body breathing and allowing for some nice full breaths. And then letting the breathing settle and be just as it is. And anchoring in body sitting, body breathing, whatever feels easy. In our practice today, we're going to use the image of a lake, a calm lake, nice and flat and smooth and mirror-like. And we'll notice when, from time to time, the waves get choppy, as we may experience some restlessness. It's like the waves going, the wind going across the lake and creating sometimes just little ripples, other times big waves. And so we connect that to our own bodies. And we'll work with the other energy, the opposite energy of sloth and torpor. And the imagery that's used here is when the lake is full of weeds or algae, and there's a heaviness that happens. And so too in the body, we can feel heavy and thick. And so hopefully these images of the lake will be helpful. But let's begin with conjuring up an image of a lake that you're familiar with, or that you've seen in pictures, that has a measure of beauty to it. Some of us can sense into this with an imagery, others we just kind of feel into it. Either way is fine. Let your lake be calm and still. Let it too be mirror-like, reflecting everything, the trees, the clouds. Notice too the receptivity of the lake. It receives the wildlife that may land on it, or a log or a leaf that moves through. The lake receives all. It is unperturbed. It contains all. And once you've got a sense of an image in your mind's eye or sensing into of a lake, then let yourself become the lake. Feel it through your body, as if your limbs and bottom and hands are the basin of the lake. And your breathing body like the waters. So this works well for some. For others, it's more a sense of sitting by the lake that is informing and helpful. Either way. And so as you sit here with the body and the breathing, and you might care to have a sense of breath and body as a whole, as a way to invoke the lake. Let whatever energies appear within that frame of body and breathing, let those energies appear as the lake with openness, receptivity, containing it all. Receptive, accepting. Experiencing and noticing those moments of complete stillness when everything that moves through your body, mind, heart is reflected, is clear. Appreciating too those other moments when the surface is disturbed, choppy, stirred up, and the reflections are lost for a while. So this may very much happen when there's restlessness and worry, one of the hindrances. Let yourself receive it. Feel its energy. Just like the lake receives. And with this receiving comes the possibility of subsiding, feeling a little less choppy within the body. Letting experiences such as thoughts and emotions be as reflections on the lake. We see them clearly and we let them be. Beneath the surface of the lake, even if the lake is choppy, beneath the surface a few feet down, the waters are softly undulating and calm. Can you drop beneath any restlessness and really feel sensations of body and breathing and noticing that the calm is always with you? Just as it is with the lake. And yet, beneath that surface, where there's the calm, undulating waters, there is vitality, alertness, aliveness. And if that's not the case for you, notice if the lake of your mind's eye has slipped into being covered with algae or weeds or both, and the hindrance, the opposite hindrance of sloth and torpor has shown up. So we open to this, we receive it, and we care for it. We don't try to rip out the weeds or the algae. Rather, we tend to it gently. Within our bodies, we might open our eyes, stand, raise an arm, do something that helps us wake up without being agitated. And so we can practice with a calm energy, a stillness of the lake, without sinking into a sluggishness of sloth and torpor. And so continuing to practice in the silence with the image of the lake to refresh intentions and awareness. Noticing the different energies as they show with a receptive awareness. Let any energies be felt through the body. The agitation of restlessness, worry, the sluggishness of sloth and torpor. Open to them, receive them, care for them. Letting the lake be a help here. Can you feel the calm that's always with you below the surface of whatever may be showing, just like with the lake? Feel into it. It's your true home of awareness. And in these last couple of minutes of our practice, being aware of any benefits from the practice that have accrued to yourself, that may have benefit outwards for others. Letting there be a little dedication from these benefits, even if they're mild. Yeats wrote, "We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us that they may see, it may be, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet." And listening to the end of the bells to finish.